Blog Talk Radio.
And we're back again. It's Friday. Very exciting. I love Fridays. They are the very best day of the entire week, unless it's yesterday when I happened to get my yellow belt along with my son. We are now recommended yellow belts at ATA Karate here in Petaluma. It's Taekwondo-style karate and a really, really great place to learn. I know I've mentioned it before, but in case you missed it, ATA is a fabulous place to learn because of the teachers and who the teachers are and how they teach. They teach in a way that's really easy for the kids to digest. It's easy for adults to digest. They teach, you know, they teach to your level. They teach to where you need to be in order to learn. If you need them to slow down a little, they slow down a little. They go over it and over it with you. Whatever it is, whatever way you need to learn it, you can say it, and they will teach you that way. And they make it really, really fun for the kids, and kids can bring their friends, and it's a great time for everybody. And if you're going to the tournament this month in April, then you get a party for free, and it's a themed kids party. There's some video game that's very popular with them right now, and it's that theme, Minecraft. That's one. It's a free Minecraft party either before or after the tournament, and I will get my facts down and get back to you on that hopefully Monday. And on Monday, I will have Michelle Luna back with us again because we got cut off when I tried to interview Michelle Luna online here on the radio, on Blog Talk Radio. I guess she must have been driving through a tunnel or something. I don't know, but we got cut off kind of in the middle or near the end, and I just wanted to make sure that she had said everything that she really wanted to say to you and that she had a chance to answer your questions. So we're going to get back to that. And please feel free to call in to 347-677-1860 if you have any questions for her or for me today. I'm here at 347-677-1860. Sue Hirsch on Blog Talk Radio. My show is called 100 People You Should Know. If you've just tuned in recently, I really enjoy doing my show, and I like to feature people who and organizations that improve our society, our community here in Napa, Sonoma, and Marin. I call these three counties my home collectively, Napa, Sonoma, and Marin. I grew up in Marin County, and I've been living here now in Sonoma with my husband and son since 2001. We got married 2 days before some terrorists flew planes into the New York Twin Towers and changed that skyline forever. And it was an interesting time for us. We had been married 2 days before that happened. We had been planning to leave on our beautiful driving honeymoon. We were going to take just a little jaunt just in this part of California here. And my husband was wondering if we should put it off. And I said, you know what, we're not going to let them win again. They've already stopped enough life. People are in mourning. They've stopped moving. They've stopped doing. And they're just sitting around in shock. And we're not going to let them steal our very special day from us, our honeymoon week. We're not going to let them steal that, too. They've already stolen life. They've stolen joy. They stole a lot from us. They really damaged our, you know, our egos and our sense of security and just everything. And thank God we seem to have made a comeback from that. We are such a very strong people. We really are. No matter what you throw at us, it can be Katrina, it can be fires, it can be blizzards in the Bible Belt right now, and we're going to make a comeback from it. You just know we're going to make a comeback. And we have people who can help us do that. We have the National Guard, which is wonderful, and we have the Red Cross, which is great. And our president looks out for us and sends these agencies out like FEMA to wherever they're most needed to help us. And I know sometimes it seems like it's a little bit slow for that help to get to us, but the help comes, and we get up again out of, and we brush ourselves off, and we get going again. And it's called getting back on the horse. And we've managed to do that really, really well. If you look back, if you look back at 2001 and how far we've come from that now. So pat yourself on the back, everyone, right now. Just stop where you are and pat yourselves on the back and congratulate yourselves for making this wonderful comeback, because I attach the thought to the thought of my wedding day and my honeymoon, and I am proud. That makes me proud to be an American, you know, seeing how far we've come in terms of picking ourselves up again. So, I have the thought of my honeymoon and the thought that we came back stronger, and I mush it all together into one thing, and it's really, really beautiful. It's kind of the difference between a foggy photograph that's all blurry and has very muted kind of yucky colors and a very clear snapshot. You put that next to it, and it's two totally different things. You know, this pride that's put up against, you know, maybe being not so proud of things that we have yet to accomplish or overcome, like bigotry, which is, you know, very outdated, and yet it still exists. We can't say it's gone out of style, because it seems to be making a comeback just as much as we're making a comeback from 9/11. So people, please, please, please take a look at that. And if you have bigotry in your own heart, please try to a really close look at that and see, is it helping you or is it hurting you? Because no matter what your opinion is of somebody else, they're still, you know, that doesn't affect them in this minute as they are working their jobs, maybe across the street from you, maybe across the city from you, maybe in another city, maybe in another state. Your opinion of them is only hurting you, because they don't know how you feel about them, and they don't even care, actually. So you're only hurting yourself by holding ill will in your heart. And as much as you rail against them having equal opportunities to yours, and as much as you rail against them having the same rights that you have, that is it's not going to work. It's not going to work for you in the end. Look at where it might or might not get you in the future. Look at all the possible repercussions. Look at how similar it was to things that did not work for us in the past. Slavery was abolished a long time ago, and Jim Crow laws were abolished a long time ago. And those of us who continue to make those mistakes or hope that those mistakes will continue to be made, you're the ones who are going to be the most damaged by those mistakes, because again and again, people who are oppressed rise up and rebel, and they can hurt us. And then it will take a while to make a comeback and make peace with these people again, and we'll end up having to make reparations the way the Germans ended up having to make reparations to the Holocaust survivors. And they did it because it was in their heart, and they realized they had done a really, really bad thing, put the Jews in the concentration camps and then put them in, end up putting them in mass graves. That was very, very wrong, and it actually happened, and people keep trying to prove that it did not happen. And they're purposely trying to forget history and to cause that piece of history, unfortunate history, to be forgotten. They are doomed to repeat that. And if they oppress and oppress and oppress some other groups, then those other groups will end up perhaps in ghettos again or concentration camps, and then eventually this group doing the oppressing will become one of the oppressed groups, and there will not be enough people to stand up for them, or enough people who want to stand up for them, and eventually we're all going to end up in these concentration camps. Because people, there are groups that are looking specifically to divide and conquer. They're looking to break us up into these smaller and smaller groups, the LGBTs against the Hispanics and the people of color, and those people against people coming in from different countries that we're calling immigrants, and all those people against each other and against Native Americans. They're looking for more and more ways and reasons to divide us and pit us against each other, and we are making it so very easy for them to do this. We are being blindly led to rise up against each other in these smaller and ever shrinking groups, and eventually it will be very easy to stick us all in ghettos, because we will be these tiny groups in chaos, not looking out for each other, but looking out only for number one. And we are not strong as individuals. We are strong as one group together. We need more than ever now to come together and be one for all and all for one again, the way we were in the beginning when we separated from England and decided that we didn't want to be just many disparate colonies, but an actual country with laws of our own. And rather than a king, a democracy. And we ruled well as a democracy, and we became more than the sum of our parts. And that was a proud moment in time, just like the way we picked ourselves up off the ground after 9/11 and got going again eventually. It took a while, but we did get back on the horse. And it was difficult to separate ourselves from England. We didn't know how to rule ourselves at first. We had to set up a whole new infrastructure for ourselves, but we managed to do that, and that's called getting back on the horse as well. And those are moments in time that we can be proud of, and they're moments in time when we came together. Getting back on the horse requires that you come together with friends and family and even strangers nearby who live in the same region in which you live. We are stronger when we work together. It would be very difficult for one fisherman with a very big, big net to pull in all his fish in that net all by himself onto his one little boat, and he might not eat at all if he were to try it, because he might lose the net. He might let that net slip. It might pull away from him under the weight of all the fish in his net. So this is why whole towns, whole coastal towns work together to bring in the fishing nets full of fish. And then the whole town eats. And this is wisdom, people. This is the greatest wisdom of all, and it's being lost. Luckily, it's being passed down a little bit by our elders in these coastal towns. I would love to go on with this, but I have no time left. So everybody, please, please, please just think about what I said. Think about a little less bigotry in your lives. It will make it so much more pleasant for you and so much more sensible in the end. And it will cause, it will advance us in terms of, just being able to get on with technological advancements and other things that we really, really need to do, medical advancements. I'll say more about that next time, because when we're pushing people into ghettos and into concentration camps, we don't know who we're pushing into those places. Maybe the next Einstein.
10 seconds.
Keep that in mind and have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. I will talk to you all again on Monday. This is Sue of 100 People You Should Know signing off.